Hi, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is today's Tech Briefing. India's OTT businesses are pushing back against a government mandate to curtail the glorification of cigarette use online. The Internet and Mobile Association of India has flagged fundamental concerns and practical difficulties in complying with the new rules that the government issued last month to include anti-tobacco warnings on video streaming platforms, Economic Times reports. On May 31st, the Health Ministry notified amendments in the Cigarettes and Other Tobacco Products Act 2004, which mandates over-the-top video streaming platforms to display anti-tobacco warnings and disclaimers on the lines of such warnings displayed in movies and theatres. The online video streaming industry has argued that enforcement of these rules will result in them having to edit thousands of hours of footage to add anti-tobacco warnings, which would cost the industry. In other words, they don't want to pay to insert these important health warnings. In some sports-related OTT news, Disney Plus Hotstar has decided to offer free streaming of cricket tournaments to mobile users in India, following the success of Reliance's Jio Cinema, which has attracted millions of viewers, TechCrunch reports. The move comes after Jio Cinema surpassed Hotstar's record for concurrent views during the recently concluded Indian Premier League cricket tournament. Jio Cinema reached over 32 million simultaneous viewers for the IPL finale, compared with Hotstar's previous record of 25 million. Hotstar has been adversely affected by Jio Cinema's win of the IPL streaming rights last year, resulting in a loss of subscribers and a decline in average revenue per subscriber, according to TechCrunch. Jio Cinema has also announced partnerships with Warner Brothers and NBC Universal to expand its content catalog. Hotstar hopes that by making the Asia Cup and ICC Men's Cricket World Cup available for free, it will grow its user base and the overall ecosystem. WhatsApp last week announced the launch of WhatsApp Channels, a feature that allows users to follow people and organizations within the app. Initially rolling out in Singapore and Colombia, Channels will offer a private way to communicate with phone numbers and personal information of both admins and followers kept confidential, Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of WhatsApp's parent company Meta Platforms, said in a blog post. The one-way broadcast tool enables admins to share text, photos, videos, stickers, and polls with their followers. Channel updates will only be stored for 30 days, and admins can even choose to block screenshots and forwards. While channels are not end-to-end encrypted by default, WhatsApp is considering encrypted channels for specific audiences in the future. The company also plans to support admins in building businesses around their channels through payment services and promotional opportunities in the directory. In some startup news, Tiki, a short-form video app provider, is shutting down its operations in India on June 27th, joining a roster of ventures that failed to fill the void left by the ban on TikTok in the country, TechCrunch reports. Despite having around 35 million monthly active users in India, Tiki announced its closure in a social media post. The Singapore-based app launched in India after the TikTok ban, but its ownership and funding remain unclear, according to TechCrunch. Tiki's demise is part of a trend in India's short video market, which is experiencing a consolidation and exits, TechCrunch notes. Last year, Times Internet sold MX Player's short video business to ShareChat, while Xiaomi recently closed its short video offering Zili in the country. In some deep tech startup news, QNew Labs, backed by investors including early-stage deep tech VC firm Speciale Invest, has won a contract with the Indian Navy to deploy its quantum key distribution-based systems. The Indian Navy aims to enhance its cybersecurity capabilities by using large-scale quantum-based encryption systems, making it the first agency in the country to do so. The QKD systems will be deployed in a hub-and-spoke configuration across multiple locations, ensuring secure communication networks and establishing the Indian Navy as a pioneer in quantum secure communication, Pachale said in a press release. QNew Labs, specializing in quantum secure products and solutions, offers a comprehensive suite of quantum key distribution, trusted nodes, and quantum random number generator systems. The partnership highlights the potential of homegrown deep tech startups like QNU Labs to play a significant role in emerging technologies and sets a new benchmark for other sectors to follow in harnessing quantum technology, Specialis said in its press release. In some software as a service news, Capillary Technologies, a customer loyalty and engagement solutions provider, has acquired Tenerity's Digital Connect assets, expanding its presence in the US and Europe. The acquisition adds a rewards ecosystem to Capillary's portfolio and will be rebranded as Rewards Plus, the company said in a press release last week. This positions Capillary as a company offering end-to-end intelligent loyalty solutions, encompassing technology platforms, consulting, loyalty program design, analytics, rewards networks, and marketing communications, according to the press release. Digital Connect's expertise in artificial intelligence and analytics enables companies to engage customers with enticing offers and drive incremental revenue. With the addition of the Digital Connect team, Capillary will extend its footprint in the US and establish a strong presence in Europe, following previous acquisitions of Persuade and Bradley. That's it for this briefing. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.